You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony provides a truly holistic overview of health and vital well-being that will assist you in living your best life. Each week, she brings you fascinating topics about the Law of Attraction, Eastern medicine, as well as energy medicine that will help you to release physical and emotional blocks. It's time to create a truly magical life full of abundance, health, love, and happiness. Dr. Tony has the answers you have been waiting for.
Welcome to Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony. I am so grateful that you are joining me today. I have a great topic to share with you. We all heard of a famous saying, life is 10% of what happens and 90% of how we react to it. Wow. This thing hits home for most of us this year, since we're having a lot of things happen to us, and it's very important that this year we choose how we react to the events in our life. In life, attitude is everything. It is what shapes our beliefs and our desires. Harsh times will occur throughout our lives, but it's up to us how we interpret them. We are always in control of our emotions despite any given situation. Whether we like it or not, it doesn't matter. Life-altering events will change us in one way or another. But instead of tuning out to avoid the pain, dealing with and even embracing tragedy and its consequences gives us an active role in guiding our own change and growth. Transformation is all around us. Transitions can be painful and challenging, but they can also bring us tremendous, beautiful changes in our lives. My guest for today is an expert on how to deal with transition. The amazing and caring Grace Liang is here with us. This show is going to be fantastic. Grace is here to guide us through an excellent 5-step process that will help us not only to shift quickly to positive emotions, but also allow us to stop reacting and to start responding to any event that happens in our lives. And if that wasn't enough, Grace will also share with us a free webinar on this topic at the end of the show. So stay tuned until the end. Welcome, Grace, to the show. It is so nice to have you back.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, Grace is here today to share with us a process on how to choose how we think, feel, and act during our grieving journey. But the great thing about this process is that you can use it for anything. If you're under stress or anxiety, you can choose what you think, what you feel, and how to act. So no longer your emotions control you.
Totally. Very good. Yes. So first, I want to introduce myself one more time again. My name is Grace Liang. I am a grief energy healing coach. I help women to suffer less and heal faster by using my gracefully grieving energy healing process. So today I do want to really touch on two main points. The number one is we always have a choice. I think a lot of times people forgot how many choices actually we could come out when something happened. Normally, we think we don't have a choice. So, for example, actually, Tony, I'm going to put you under the spotlight.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to share a 3 questions. Mm-hmm. So we can just kind of like both from different point of view talking about some life challenge, but using those questions, how we can come out with some more powerful feelings, overcome those grief or other emotions. So, for example, for me, because I'm a widow, I'm going to focusing on grieving. Mm-hmm. But just think about this. Actually, in this whole society right now, because this COVID-19, pretty much everybody is still grieving over different things, like losing the old lifestyle, a job, a house, some friends, you know, loved ones. So everybody is grieving. So those will be very good. So Tony, pick something you think you are kind of working on lately, just something intuitive coming up.
I think one of the things that I've been working through is accepting that my parents are in a different country and that I have to be okay right now with this COVID. Like you mentioned, we are kind of stuck, that it used to be that I just crossed the border and I saw them, or they used to come and see me. And within a few hours, we were seeing each other. And now there's something bigger than me and then they, and we can't see each other. And I'm also facing that, you know, if they do get sick and something happens, I might never see them or ever even say goodbye, you know?
Yeah, that's a
hard one.
Yeah, same here too. You know, my family in China, so exactly the same, it's even further. Yeah. So the first question that I want to ask is, what response can you choose that will make you feel better? So for me, I can give you an example so you have time to think about it. So my example would be, after my late husband passed away, I made the choice. Remember, we always have a choice. I made the choice to take care of my mind and body. I talked about my emotions, to process my grief, and decided to eat healthier and work out regularly. So what will be your response to feel better?
So my response and what I've been doing is I'm talking to them on the phone every day, which I didn't used to every day before. And so I might not be in front of them, but I'm keeping contact, and that keeps me healthy and less stressed, and I just feel closer to them. So that's one of the responses that I have chosen to do.
Yeah, very good. Okay. The second question may not apply with your situation very well, but see what we can come up. The second question is, again, this is designed for most people lost their loved one. So what response can you choose that will make you feel loved without your deceased loved one? Or we say without your lost lifestyle, job, house, pets. So that can be, so my example, for example, I made the choice to learn how to love myself. And I would say it wasn't easy at all at the beginning. I think for so many people, we have trouble to love ourselves. So when I was doubting myself, which is very often at the beginning, and I started to learn how to talk to myself just like my late husband used to do, I kind of like copy him, what kind of word he used before. So you know,
you feel nurtured that way.
Yes, I do. I do. Basically, I start from copying from him, and I found a lot more things I can support myself, encourage myself. I even learned how to say I love you to myself. That was very difficult too. Especially looking in the mirror, looking into my eyes, say I love, like, what? But right now I feel very comfortable. And that is some sign to tell you if you really love yourself. So that's how I moved from seeking for his love to find my own supply of love within myself. So what will be yours, you think?
So what I'm doing right now is, when I feel the loneliness, because in my, I mean, my parents are still alive, but it's still lonely, and I'm by myself, is to reach to the best feeling thought that I can reach at that moment. So a step from where I'm at that moment, instead of putting myself into pressure of saying, oh, I'm going to go from feeling lonely all the way to joy, I just go to the next step. You know, what is it that I can feel better? Like, it might be, oh, if I go meditate, I will feel better. Or if I go hang out with my cats, or I can think, well, what is my best feeling thought? Well, I can go call them. I can always Zoom, or I find alternatives to that lonely feeling.
Yeah, very good. So basically just step out of it for a while. Yeah, good.
Now give it the energy, you know, instead of sitting
in
this energy, just move the energy someplace else, the focus.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the choice, right? That's something definitely we can do. We have the power about that. So very cool. Number three question. So what response can you choose to help you see hope again? This is very important question, because for human being, what really will destroy your life the most is you don't see hope. For people going through grief, the biggest challenge is they don't see hope anymore, because they feel like the only person I care now is gone, and I don't see myself ever happy again. So that's very hard for them. So how I did that, for example, I I have to say, I had no clue what my life will look like or if I will ever happy. I don't know, because I remember at the beginning, everything I said is, even before he passed away, I said, there's no way I can live without you. Mm-hmm. That's the normal sentence I say almost all the time. And, but, you know, however, I had to make some choice to save myself. So how they come along is I start to feel like, how can I honor my late husband's love? That's another direction we can think about, because for him, all he wanted from me is to enjoy my life again after he's gone. That's the only, he said, this is the only thing I want you to do. I want you to be happy again, to enjoy your life again. So that's where I see hope, as I am going to make myself happy. I'm not going to just stuck there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to enjoy my life to honor his love. And that is where I see hope, because there's like, I know he's on the way with every step on this journey with me together. So what about you? How can you see hope again?
Well, one of the things that I do is talk to myself about that this is not going to be permanent, and that mm-hmm. hopefully nobody's going to get sick. And I did my best, like sending them herbs and stuff that they could stay healthy, and taught them how to use their, keep their immune system healthy. So that mm-hmm. gives me the hope that the probability of them getting sick is less. And also just the hope that this is a normal process that happens in this planet, and that will take a year or two, and then we'll go back to quote unquote normal, maybe a new normal. But mm-hmm. I have hope that I'm going to see them again, you know, that it's going to be, and then there's so that's basically it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool. So the second point I want to share with everybody today is another belief. It's very similar as this, kind of build on from this belief, like we have a choice, right? And this is go even more detail. We have the power to choose how to think, feel, and act, no matter what is taking place in the outside world. Mm-hmm. So many people react without response. We have talked about that before. So here I want to just share with you guys another 5 steps process how to go through it. So the best way will be just kind of, you know, take the note every time when things happen like this, use 5 steps, walk yourself through it. And if you do it more often, pretty quickly you can manage your emotion from the negative to a neutral or to positive. So here's something probably wanted to talk about before I share the 5 steps, because a lot of people may think like, how can we choose what to mm-hmm. think or feel? They're okay with how to act, but think and feel, they're like, that's not possible, because they feel like a feeling just pops up. Mm-hmm.
They feel like they're being fought, not the other way around.
you're right. The truth is we cannot stop or change or decide or control what the thoughts, feelings comes, pops up. But we do have the choice to decide. We don't have to think what the thoughts pop up. We can acknowledge and change it. And we don't have to feel, well, these thoughts pop up in our head. Again, we have a choice. We can feel totally different way. And of course, we can act on, we not just some thoughts pops up and then you have to act on. You can choose to do not act on. So it's totally 3 steps. Every part of those, we have a choice to not just directly react. Mm-hmm. We can have a response. So here are 5 steps can do it. So again, Tony, you'll be my guinea pig again. So how that work is here I want to share this. This example I use is after I lost my late husband, I was super hungry. I was super angry. The reason is maybe hungry too, hungry for love. The reason is I was so upset because why this keep happening to me? Mm-hmm. I felt I had, you know, enough share of those sufferings in life. Mm-hmm. I grew up in poverty. I grew up in a very abusive family. And I went to a 5-year relationship with very abusive. Do you see the abusive thing? <Yeah. laughs> And then so many trouble. I thought, I got enough. Now I met him, have a normal life. I'm all good, right? But it's only 10 years. Mm-hmm. The best 10 years I ever had in my life. And I lost him. Mm-hmm. So I was very, very angry.
It feels unfair, right?
Yeah, it's very unfair. Uh-huh. It's really, really on point because that's the thing I want to touch base on. Like, why is this is not fair? Why I have to keep going through this, right? So this is something a lot of people going through grief, they will have this question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we always want to find peace, mm-hmm. because when people say life is all about enjoy everyday life, how can you find the joy if you don't have a peace? The secret is peace always comes before joy. Mm-hmm. So you have to have a peace first, then you can have a joy. So those beliefs definitely doesn't bring me peace at all. Mm-hmm. Every time when I think about it, I feel like this volcano just about to explode. It's very angry. So here is 5 steps how I do it. So step mm-hmm. 1, we need to write down what is a stressful thought or belief that just pops up in your head. Mm-hmm. For example, mine is, it's not fair that these horrible things just keep happening to me. Mm-hmm. Do you have any at this moment?
Not at this moment, but I've been there. Like you said, I mean, it sounds very familiar. And like you said, it must be normal that when something happens to you, because we're, like the Buddha say, we're in the same world and we're all sharing the same pain at different levels. And so it's a common feeling to, when we have loss, and I think we all have loss, is to feel like, again, when am I going to be happy?
I know.
But it's part of the acceptance process to learn that it's a cycle of life. You're going to have ups and downs, and there's always going to be downs. You can't stay up, right? But before we get to that point of acceptance, mm-hmm. or before I learned Buddhism, I went through that same mode as this is not fair. This is not right. Why is this happening to me? Can I just be happy? I'm a good person. You know, you know, you go through the whole, you know, the whole shebang of emotions. But I think all of us at the end, we say, why, you know, why is this happening to me? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. So ours quite similar. Mm-hmm. So mine will be, why this keep happening to me? Is this not fair? Mm-hmm. Okay, so yours is very similar, right?
Yes.
Okay, so step 2. Anyway, so if you are listening right now, you can write down yours, whatever pops up in your head, something you think very stressful thought or idea or belief. Step 2, so how are you feeling now when you think about that thought? For example, I feel angry. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I feel miserable. And you know, not because angry, at least I think it's like you're letting it out, you know, it's outward. And I feel more low, you know, more like
kind of like hopeless.
Yeah, hopeless, you know.
Well, nothing I can do about it. Oh, I know that feeling. That's that is
no power. You know, like no power. Yeah.
Yep. Gotcha. It's not a good feeling. Definitely it's far away from peace. Okay, so let's see how far we can go bring back to peace. Okay, mm-hmm. So step 3, does this thought bring me peace? The answer is no. What about yours?
No, absolutely. No.
Okay. Okay, so step 4, I hope you guys following along with us. So what thought can I choose to replace this stressful thought? So you have a little time to think, Tony. So here's my, yes, my example. I know. Sorry about that. So for example, how I turn around my stressful thought from it is not fair that these horrible things just keep happening to me is I directly turn opposite. I say, it is fair that those horrible mm-hmm. things just keep happening to me. Mm-hmm. They're like, you may say that this new thought is BS. Like, what? And then the problem makes you even more angry. It's true. When first time when I do that, I'm like, what is this? I don't think that will work. Mm-hmm. But it took me a while to really think about it. So how can we do that is close our eyes, especially with a very difficult belief. Take a deep breath. Really keep in touch our intuition, where our real wisdom located. And that usually give you a better answer. So after kind of calm down, take deep breath. And this is something I find out. So if you're listening right now, if you come up something totally opposite and you just hate it, you get even more angry or more emotion than before, here's what you do. You close your eyes, take a deep breath, and then see if you can find at least one reason. Don't have to be big. One small reason. Actually, this new belief can bring you more peace than your original one. So this is what happened to mine after quite well thinking. And then I come to this realization. So experiencing those horrible things in my life actually has helped me become a strong, wise, and compassionate person. So I can use my personal experience to help others. And that's why I'm doing this grief coaching. Without all those firsthand experience, I will not be really easy to understand mm-hmm. what other people are going through. So when I think about this part, it just instantly brings me more peace. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now your turn, Tony.
I'm not copying you, but it's the same. It's a very similar situation. And maybe because we mm-hmm. have similar backgrounds, or maybe that's part of when we grieve that we get to that conclusion, right? But it's the same thing. For me, it's like all those things that happened to me were because I needed to go through them. It made me stronger and more mm-hmm. compassionate. I think that was very mm-hmm. important to have more compassion for others. And then, well, that's my business too, right? I'm a holistic health person, and I because part of my journey also included health challenges, not just abuse and post-traumatic stress and all of that, but also a lot of health challenges. But now I'm really healthy and I'm able to teach others and say, with certainly if I got better, you're able to get better instead of just, yeah. you know, just like saying, oh, I study it and I know. No, I don't. I'm not talking just because of book or of schooling. I'm talking by experience. I heal myself so I can help you heal. I know that what I do works because I went through the process. And without that, I wouldn't be where I am. You know, I'm a very yeah. strong, independent person. And that came from my past. And yeah. so I am blessed for my past. And that's how I feel now. I don't see like it's a problem. I you know, it's just who I am. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very interesting. Yesterday I did a REM session. Actually, this time I wasn't the facilitator. Actually, my classmate ran session on me. Mm-hmm. And what I received from my 8-year-old myself, which is back to the childhood with all the mm-hmm. memory there. And what I received from her is a big teardrop, blue teardrop, just one. Mm-hmm. Big teardrop. I receive it to my body and they just enter in my body and break down and become this very fresh water. Very fresh water flow through my whole body. I'm like, oh my gosh, actually all those tough past now become my life supply. Mm-hmm. So just like, that's wow, so that's Yeah. So it is, it's just the same way. Like we don't see it as a problem anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, everything happens actually make us today as this beautiful human being, mm-hmm. as this special, unique way we can contribute to this world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. Now step 5, which is the final step. So how are you feeling now after change this new belief? So for example, me, I feel more empowered and more purposeful. What about you?
Again, not trying to copy you. But yes, I'm also empowered. And that's how I feel. And that's one of the things that I do. And what I tell people that I do when they ask me what I do for a living, I empower people to take control back of their life. And I use that word because that's how I feel, because that's the journey that I had. And I like the word empower because that means that we're giving tools to others so they can do it by themselves and they don't have to depend on you or me in the long term.
And yeah,
so,
right.
So it's a very different thing than saying helping or enabling. We're empowering people with the tools so they can change their lives and they can, and they don't have to depend on us. And so it's empower. I feel good. I feel like I can do anything. And I also feel like when a challenge comes my way, because there are always going to be challenges, I'm going to be able to handle it because I already went through some of them and not easy ones. And I got through it, so I can, you know, not that I'm asking for anything to happen, but if things come my way, I know that I can cope with it and I can get through it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, on that note, it's very interesting for someone probably have this feeling if you have lost some loved one. We either someone have a lot of fear or we have no fear at all, especially about death. Because we have seen it. I have personally experienced it. And every moment, every minute right now we have, it's bonus. It's actual. The thing is, the worst thing already happened. We lost our loved one. After that, everything just going up, not going down. So that's something I want people to really know. Seriously, if you lost someone, the worst moment already happened. And don't stuck there, keep replaying, think your life keep going down. No, actually, you are going up. Yeah, so with that, we'll feel a lot better, more hopeful. So anyway, so this is the five steps here. Now, if you don't see you come up to a new thought, bring your peace, or didn't bring enough peace for you, I would suggest you go back to the step one again. Continue, go through, spend time, coming up, new one, until you reach this place, you feel peace. So usually, four or five rounds, you're all good.
Nice.
Yeah. So I think the point I want to make is we always have a choice. And you don't have to think, feel, or act like you don't know what to do with your feeling. You do have a choice. So stop reacting, start to respond. So that's today my whole point I want to share with everyone.
No, that's great. That's awesome. And I love it. I'm actually just finished writing an article called "You're One Thought Away from Happiness." So something similar that you're mentioning, because you're right. Our point of focus is how we feel. And so if you change what you're focusing on, then you can change how you feel. Well,
yeah.
So thank you, Grace, for that process. I think it was great. And I think everybody can go home. And if they didn't follow it with us, they can write down the steps, because you can always replay the show and try to do the exercise. And if they have any questions, they can always reach out to you. But the one thing that is really that I'm really excited about is that Grace is going to share a webinar for free of how to grieve with us. And she's going to talk about it right now. And then I will give you the link at the end.
Yeah, thank you. So this webinar, basically, first you're going to see under your own eye how every single human being, actually we have this built-in healing power within our subconscious mind. You're going to see a very interesting activity. I only can tell you one thing, your finger is going to grow longer. That's all I can say. So watch it.
You're going to change people's lives.
From fingers. So after that, I will run a group session. It's an energy healing session. So in this process, actually, if you have any unfinished grieving, or you have any person you never get chance to say goodbye, or anything, your lifestyle, your job, whatsoever, because the most difficult thing is we don't have a closer. So during this group energy healing session, you're going to get this chance to really express, to really even get response from that person, their job, their thing, whatever you haven't have a closer yet. So it's quite fascinating. So yeah, use the link and watch it. And, you know, follow me and Tony on social media because we're pretty active on social media. And I usually share a lot of very practical tools about going through grief. And again, like today I say in different interview, how we grieve is how we deal with life. So whatever I share with grief, actually you can use with life, every area you can. So just follow us, enjoy this process and the webinar. And thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Grace. It sounds amazing. Thank you for joining.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And the link to Grace's webinar is https://bsinboyitsintom.ellisonloveyy/gracefullygrievingwebinar. Thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure sharing this information with you, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Multidimensional Health Show. For more information or to schedule a private consultation, go to www.drtonycamacho.com. Have a great week.
You're listening